June by Gerbrand Bakker. Translated from the Dutch by David Colmer.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Headline material.
We're almost in Sloopdorp, the driver says. That's where the next mayor takes over.
She looks out. Fields stretching away in broad bands on either side. Squat farmhouses with red-tiled roofs. Thank goodness it's not raining. Her view to the right is partly blocked by C.E.B. Röhl, who is reading papers presumably related to their next destination. She takes off her gloves, lays them on her lap, and flicks open the ashtray. Röhl starts to huff. Ignore it. They're not even halfway yet, but it already feels like they've been on the road for most of the day. Once she's lit a cigarette and is drawing on it deeply, she sees the driver's eyes shining in the rearview mirror. She knows that he would love to light up, too, and if Röhl weren't in the car, he would. After a fairly early start in Soestdijk, the morning had been dedicated to the former island of Wieringen, where they made the unforgivable misjudgment of starting her itinerary by presenting her with a table covered with shrimp. At 10:30 in the morning. Although the inappropriateness had actually begun even earlier, when the mayor had his own daughters present the flowers while his wife pretended she couldn't see the little children standing on the dike around the harbour. After that, more school children and old-age pensioners, the inevitable school children and old-age pensioners. Still, it's just a choose.